explosion at a border checkpoint on the American side of the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. It connects the U.S. to Canada. Governor Kathy Hochul, though, says there's no indication it was terrorism.
It crashed into a Customs and Border Patrol booth, and the car and the booth immediately exploded. Burst into flames. I saw the video of an airborne vehicle. That was absolutely surreal.
Ricky Wilson is a Niagara Falls tour guide.
And about 30 feet from me, I seen something airborne. I first thought it was an airplane. It looked like slow motion. And I said, my God, it's a car.
Investigators still trying to understand what happened. A senior Israeli official now says a ceasefire deal with Hamas will not begin until Friday. No hostages expected to be released until then either. So far, very few flight cancellations or delays this Thanksgiving Eve travel day. This is ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from...
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago today. Six people were killed and 60 others were injured. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha yesterday. Wisconsin deer hunters registered more than 92,000 deer over the opening weekend of the gun season. That's a 16% drop from last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Jeff Pritzel is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
That wasn't unexpected because of comparing last year. We had snow cover. We didn't this year. And so we kind of anticipated we wouldn't hit last year's opening weekend marks.
It was one of the safest opening weekends on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. According to a Northern News Now report, new information has emerged regarding the alleged sexual abuse at Vineyard Church in Duluth. An organization called Grace, which investigates sex crimes in churches for the churches, alleges the parents of pastoral assistant Jackson Gatlin, including now former senior pastor Michael Gatlin, knew about the abuse allegations involving him but did nothing. Jackson was arrested earlier this year, accused of having sex with underage members of a church group. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has officially vetoed a $2 billion tax cut proposed by Republicans in the state legislature. The veto was expected, as before the tax cut proposal passed in the Assembly, Governor Evers called the plan unserious and reiterated his intention to use the state's nearly $7 billion surplus to address issues like child care and workforce challenges. Governor Evers also vetoed a $3 billion tax cut earlier this year, but signed a smaller one for the lowest tax bracket. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a five-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow. In the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit, kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't. Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift?
It was.
Okay.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast.
Overcast tonight with lows around 22. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 29. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 39.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Happy Wednesday, Wisconsin. This is Anya Esther of The Maggie Dawn Show, and this is, in fact, The Maggie Dawn Show right now, what you're listening to, but you'll note a distinct lack of Maggie Dawn. I'm so sorry. I know it is but one day before the holiday break, and yet I bring you a big turkey of a present, which is to say nothing, no Maggie on your Maggie Dawn Show, but rest assured, tomorrow on Thanksgiving, the day following on Black Friday, we are going to have two really, really special episodes of the Maggie Dawn Show. I'll tell you what, it's hard to find, first of all, Thanksgiving music at all. It's hard to find music that is about Thanksgiving. And additionally, it's hard to find songs about Thanksgiving that were recorded by women, but I found at least 8 of them, I think. At least 4. Maybe 8 total. And you'll get to hear those songs, some really deep cuts from yesteryear Americana, during that best of episode. I've added bumpers to some of our best interviews, some of our favorite jokes, just some good feel-good stuff. And I'll tell you what, I pulled some stuff from our interview with Susan Wiley of the Cheetah Method, the woman who we had on almost like a month, maybe even 2 months ago, who talked about how women across age, across race, across socioeconomic background, women are silencing themselves so much that it's making them, us, me, physically ill. I tucked a little bit of that in because I thought, you know, Thanksgiving is, you're already going to get a stomach ache from you know, all the good pumpkin pie you're going to have and the extra scoop of mashed potatoes and grandma's famous cranberry sauce. Don't also get a stomach ache or worse because you decide it's better to hold your tongue than to volley back at someone the exact disrespect that they gave you, especially when that disrespect is based on your gender. I want to talk about how I got disrespected based on my gender today. And then I'm going to talk about AI, and it's going to be a really good pre-holiday show. First of all, if you're not watching on the live stream, your loss, but I'll describe for you what you're missing out on. I'm a redhead now, which is fun. And I decided that on my way to my appointment to become a redhead, my redheadening, if you will, I was going to walk because it's very, very short distance between where I live and where I get my haircut. And also, my Kia got stolen again last week. Womp womp. Fourth time in a year. In case you were wondering if the Kia boys are alive and well, apparently so. So I decided, among decided is a strong word to use here. I walked from my apartment to my hair appointment. And as I'm walking down a long straight road, a one-way road, I see a man at the end of it on the corner. And being a woman, being a person who lives in a city, you're just kind of always taking notes. And I just noted this person. No one else on the street. Bright, sunny day. I mean, this is early afternoon. Okay? He's standing on the corner. And a little voice inside of me goes, this guy's going to bother you. And not just in like, oh, he's bothering me by existing. It's like, I could just tell that when I crossed this person's path, they were going to proposition me. They were going to not just say, hi, how are you? Not just simple pleasantries of neighbors passing neighbors. But in addition to this, I could just tell this person was going to make comments about me, about my body, about my clothing, about my demeanor. All these things that, I'm sorry, men don't get comments on from strangers almost any time. And sure enough, I cross his path. We're at an intersection, a cross intersection. And remember how I said from where I was walking from, I could see him just hanging on the corner? Yeah, as soon as I pass him, that's when he's like, you know what? I got to actually continue down this road with this person, which is to say this guy starts following me. And it is the typical quote-unquote compliments that men give. Compliments, again, strong word for what this was. He says, hey, beautiful sister, which is nice enough on its own. I said, hey. He asked, how are you doing? I said, I'm good. How are you? He said, I'm well, in different words. And then the proposition begins. And it's both deeply uncomfortable statements about his attraction to my physical body, coupled with that, in addition to him expressing and feeling this way, I should reward him financially. I want to be super clear. I have experienced financial hardships in my life. And I respect the hustle, man. I will not shame someone who has to ask for money because I've been there. I will not turn my nose up at someone just hanging out on a street corner because that's their home for right now. Fair enough, man. Fair enough. And I wish you the best. And if there's something I can do to help you, not, you know, arouse or entertain you, help you. If there's something I can do there, I'm your gal. Like I am all about mutual aid and actually helping people. And when someone who's clearly down on their luck is in my, you know, life, I like to ask specific questions, say like, what do you need? What would actually help? And when someone tells me, I try to do my best to do that. That's who I am. And I am also a woman. Okay. All of those things. And I am a woman. So this guy's response, and again, I want to be super clear. I was polite, period. It's not up for debate. And I said to him, I felt uncomfortable. I didn't say that to him. I made the decision I was going to cross the street and walk on the other side of the street from him. Because when I tell you that this man, this gentleman, this person, this human was following me, I mean, he was up on me. All right? Like white on rice. Close. And it's not about, did he smell? I didn't notice. You know, was he uncomfortable? In a way. But the thing more is like, I don't want you, stranger who's already made me uncomfortable, to touch me. And normally strangers don't reach out and touch strangers. But it's something that's definitely happened to me as a woman. On public transit, on roads, everywhere, on a train, on a plane, in the yard, in the barn, all these things, right? It's like a Dr. Seuss book. Oh, the places that men will make you feel uncomfortable. I said, he was telling me a very, very long story. And I turned to him and I said, hey, man, have a great day. And we were going to continue walking straight together. I took a hard right turn, crossed the street, continued walking down the road. And I got to the middle of the road. And I got to censor a word here. I got to think of something that rhymes with it that I can say on air. There we go. I got it now. I'm about halfway. I've said, have a great day. That is a conversation ending statement. And I cross the street and he yells after me, hey, you're a bunch. Quite obviously, he didn't say bunch, not a bunch of bananas. I might be bananas, but that's not how he felt about me. And I kid you not, there were no cars coming, so it's not as action-packed as it sounds, but I stopped in my tracks in the middle of the road because I walked past this person. That was the instigation. I walked past this person. And he felt entitled to talking at me, discussing my body at me, and then making the assertion that because he's provided this service, that I should financially compensate him. Straight up, if he'd come up to me and said, can I have a five? I would have given it to him. If he said, hey, look, I'm really down on my luck. I need a place to launder my clothes. Hey, man, meet me here at 8. I will give you the quarters. We will get this taken care of. Great. But, I don't know. Being attractive to someone isn't a public service, no matter how well I do it. And I'm kind of sick of it being treated that way. So I stop dead in my tracks crossing the street. This is like under a minute of interaction. This is how much happens. I removed myself from the scenario politely, kindly, with empathy, with, frankly, pity. And I got called a term the B word, that, yeah, I'll throw it around flippantly with friends, but let's not forget what it means. In his eyes, I am a bad person because I did not tolerate the incessant harassment that he was flinging at me. And I did the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life, man. I know that peace is learning to live without having the last word. And when we had Susan of the Cheetah Method on, the Cheetah Approach, it's one of those two. When we had her on, we discussed how men routinely have to have the last word, even if it puts the people around them in harm's way, and how women tend to not take the last word, even if they're right, even if they've got a killer closer. Because they know that saying the really smart, sharp, witty thing that they have in mind could get them killed, period. But I was like, you know what? It is the middle of the day. I am in the middle of the street. He was, can you say ballsy on air? He was ballsy enough to just follow me. I mean, this is insane if you think about a woman doing this, right? But here I go, I'm ballsy enough to walk away, and I'm the bad person. So I turn on my heel, and I say something that I needed to say for me. And women, ladies, or other folks who get harassed on the street for whatever reason may have you, feel this phrase. I turned around, and I looked at this man, and I just went, man, you don't know me. Which sounds cliche, but like, you don't know me. How dare you make these judgments about my reaction to your harassment? I had to get that off my chest. When we come back, I have a ton of really interesting info about AI as a tool, as a weapon, as a scam artist, as everything you can imagine. We'll be back.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches.
Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry.
I still don't know what that lyric means. Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. This is Anya Esther. I don't know why I said it like it was a question. This is Anya Esther. I'm the producer of the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's out. I don't know what she's doing. She's busy. But I am here to speak to you in the last section about sexism. And in this section about AI. And they're completely different things. But I had to talk about what I just covered, right? Because if it's something that happens to you, I want you to know that it happens to other people. And you can, and if you want to, should have the confidence to give that exact energy back to the people who push it onto you. And in addition, if you are someone this has never happened to, you've never seen it happen, you don't believe that it happens, I need you to start asking the people in your life, the women in your life, if it is happening, and then as a follow-up, I need you to actually believe women. Fun. All right, AI. I was scrolling through TikTok, as I far too often do, and for the first time ever, TikTok put, like, interesting good news in front of me. And if you're like, oh my gosh, Anya, tell me you fact-checked whatever you got off of TikTok. I did, and I was assisted in doing so by the fact that the video I saw was from C-SPAN's TikTok account. What an oxymoron. Who is that social media manager? Call me. You sound fun. But it caught my eye, firstly, because it was the longest TikTok I'd ever seen. It was like 6 minutes. And it also caught my interest because it's a very, very interesting story. Let me tell you about Gary Schildhorn. Gary is a father, an attorney, a normal Joe. I mean, his name's Gary, but he's a normal guy, right? He has a son. I don't know if he has any other kids, but as it is pertinent to this story, he has a son. And if I didn't already say it, he's an attorney. And one day, out of nowhere, Gary receives a call, quote unquote, from his son, quote unquote. I'm going to let Gary tell you in his own words.
As you mentioned, I'm a practicing attorney in Philadelphia. And I was the intended victim of a scam using my son's voice. And here's the story. I was on my way to work. My phone rang. It was my son. He was crying. He said, "Dad, I was in an accident. I hit another car being driven by a pregnant woman. My nose is broken. They arrested me. I'm in jail. They assigned a public defender to me. His name is Barry Goldstein. You need to call him. You have to get me out of here. Help me." I said, "Brett, I'll call him and I'll call you right back." He said, "You can't. They took my phone. Help me, Dad. I'm a father. I'm a lawyer. My son's in trouble. A pregnant woman was hurt. He's in jail. I'm in action mode."
Let's pause there. What Gary's just told you is that one day, out of the blue, he gets a call, and the call is from his son. And his son's voice on the line gives him the following barrage of information. One, it's his son. Two, he is hurt. Three, he was hurt in a car accident. And four, the car accident he was hurt in also included a pregnant woman who is severely injured, more injured than he is, and he's been arrested. Additionally, a really important name has been thrown in, that in this short time, the son has been assigned a lawyer, and that lawyer is Barry Goldstein. That's all call one. Go ahead, Gary.
"Before I could do anything, my phone rings again. It's Barry Goldstein.
Now, I've just told you that, you know, we've just, Barry was referenced in that other call. Now his son has hung up and Barry's calling this number too. For just a second, forget that I said AI was involved. For just a second, forget that I said the term scam. This is, and I'm not a parent, but I can imagine, this is one of the scariest things that can happen to a parent of an adult child. I mean, this is real world. These are real world issues. Arrests, a person who was pregnant being harmed, a car accident. This is a lot. And I can't, we're not showing Gary on the live stream either, but I want to describe to you, this man's eyes appear to be full of tears as he's telling this. Maybe he's not. Maybe he just has very bright eyes in this way. But this man looks shell-shocked as he's telling this story. I'll let him continue. So the first call has hung up, and now the lawyer that his son has been assigned to is calling. These calls are coming to Gary out of nowhere.
I just met with your son. He's hurt. He has a broken nose, but he'll be okay. He hit a car being driven by a pregnant woman. She was taken to the hospital. They arrested your son because he failed the breathalyzer test at the accident scene. I said, wait, my son would never drink and drive. He said Brett told him that, but he had an energy drink that morning, and that may have caused the failed test.
New information. This lawyer, Barry, calls, hey, follow up. Your son did get arrested. He's going to be okay. But we arrested him at the car accident because he drunk drove. And Gary has a refutation for this. Gary, knowing his son, I can't vouch for his son. I don't know what his son would do. But Gary, in earnest, vouching for his son, says firmly his son would never drink and drive. And Barry, whoever Barry really is, note that there's an answer for that. And it's an answer that kind of makes sense in that way that it doesn't make sense at all, where you have to go like, oh, that sounds right. He's a lawyer saying it. He has this immediate response. Right. Oh, your son would never drink? Well, it's because of an energy drink he had and it can cause a false test. And this guy's an attorney. He knows how often cops mess up their job. He knows how often clerical machines like a breathalyzer can mess up. Just note that they had an answer ready for his refutation. I think that's important.
He said, I should take some steps if I wanted to bail my son out. I said, of course I want to do that. He said, well, I'll give you the phone number for the courthouse, and here's your son's case number. You should call the courthouse and bail him out. I immediately called the courthouse.
Now Barry has given, this is now two calls have come to Gary. Now they're saying, you, Gary, you have to call the courthouse. And the scammer provides him a phone number. Listen to what happens when he calls, quote, the courthouse.
They answer correctly. I tell them why I'm calling. They said, what's your son's name? They asked for the case number. They said, yes, your son's here. Bail was set at $90,000. You need to post 10%, $9,000, to bail him out. But
and that's where the hook of the scam begins. Bail money, sending money, these things. I hate to leave you on a cliffhanger, but I've read that it's good for listener retention. So we're going to hear more from Gary when we get back, and I'm going to outline for you how AI was used in this, how AI could be a tool for good or bad, and how you can ensure you don't get caught up in one of these scams the way that Gary and his son did. We'll be back. In a beautiful world, you're so far.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule no later than early next year on a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
For over 12 years now, we've been living under a very rigged, gerrymandered map with a rigged, gerrymandered legislature.
Assembly district borders have to be in place by March 15th for next November's elections. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trumbull County were euthanized to try to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier
on
this year.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up, Greg Kaminsky. A single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Fort Myers, Florida, the championship round of the Fort Myers tip-off tonight as the Wisconsin Badgers will take on the SMU Mustangs. It's been a minute since these teams have played one another. These programs have played one another. Have to go back to early December of 1991. Even Butchie has no recollection of that. Badgers went down to Dallas the year prior.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi,
right
I'm Mike
now
Clemens
in the American Athletic Conference.
Bucks
next year will be in
the
ACC because when you think of a Dallas-based school, you think Atlantic
Bucks
Coast Conference.
Bucks have a five-game winning streak going while Giannis
Butch,
coming right off Monday night.
Now,
Butch,
Butch,
going 42
nowadays,
points.
Everything goes. Let's do this, right?
It's been a fun couple of days, obviously. Butchie, the way Wisconsin will get into this a little bit more, the way the Badgers played against Virginia. We all know about Tony Bennett and the likely Hall of Fame coach that he
NFL,
will
the
be.
Packers play the Lions
they already is.
The
will be recognized at some point down the line.
Detroit,
but it was just a terrific all-around effort, I thought, for the Badgers on Monday night. Did you agree?
Absolutely. And it started on the defensive end. I thought defensively they guarded.
The Chargers,
and the one thing that I love
telling
was
the story when this
everybody
happened.
Had
yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So
and you don't always have that, right? Like, everybody knew their role. Stephen Cole obviously had the big game.
That was injured.
You know, the 15-10. It was active early, but Chucky,
Packers head coach Matt
Lafleur, six assists, zero turnovers. Like everybody that came in, Kamari McGee came in and brought energy right away. Carter Gilmore came in and brought energy. Like, they're starting to find their roles on how they're going to have impacts on this game and on this team. And that's what these tournaments do. That's what time of year you're in right now is where. What's my role? How does it look? And how can I help this team win? And everyone's starting to try to fit into that.
Yeah, these are very attractive events for fans to come here, or if it's Hawaii or if it's the Bahamas. But as coaches, as teams, you'll learn a lot. Major growth opportunities, and the Badgers looking to bring home another November tournament title. The game in front of them going on right now, about 9.5. Virginia leading West Virginia 42-36. Tip time set for 7:31 Central Time. Could be later, won't be earlier. But since I've given that tip time, you can guarantee that the game in front will have at least two overtimes. So now you know. Coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, Be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit usinger.com. That's usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams.
Go ahead in there.
And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a three-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You know, like that. It's not an addiction in the sense that it makes you feel good the way that
a pregame show continues from Fort Myers, joined by Jesse Temple.
But I think people do get addicted to feeling righteous and to feeling better.
Frankly, I think feeling angry. Performance of the season.
Anger
Jesse,
is a push.
Virginia
anger
teams
is
under Tony Bennett are known for their defense, and I guess it was a reminder
to
everybody else that the Badgers are kind of known for that too. We had not seen it to anywhere near the level we saw it on Monday night, but I guess it did serve notice that defense is a rather important component to really good Wisconsin teams.
I don't know that means he does.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment, Matt. And even though Wisconsin scored more than 100 points in the season opener, there's no doubt that this was the most impressive performance so far for Wisconsin because of the opponent and the way the Badgers were able to play defensively. And really, Virginia was never able to make a move in the second half. It's a credit to the team and the defense, but also they got just enough offense. And we talked on the pregame show before the Virginia game that this was a Virginia team that was going to make you play at its pace, that only given up 51 points per game, was in the top five in field goal percentage defense. And Wisconsin found a way and got contributions all over the place. And I think that's the most exciting
part. And when he picked up
the voice of his son, 1.18 points per possession while shooting 40%. They hit their threes at a really good clip. One of the things that the coaches pointed out after the game, and we even were mentioning it with Butchie during the broadcast, if you look at Chucky Hepburn's field goals made versus shot and the point total of three, you would think bad night.
And that lawyer,
the coaches don't view it that way. Six assists, no turnovers, shots will fall. Last night they really didn't for him, but he did a lot of
Gary
other things.
Said, but my son would never drink
from
and drive.
Your perspective, what did you see?
And
from
now
Chucky
he's
last
told
night?
Gary.
That's what you want out of your point guard is to run a tremendous floor game to distribute the ball and not turn the ball over and put your team in a bad situation. From an assist to turnover standpoint, this is as good as it gets for Chucky so far. So
while
the
shots
weren't falling, he was able to get other players involved, and you saw a number of guys contribute in different ways.
The glass, Wisconsin dominated the rebounding total plus 27.
And when Gary
they thought that could be an area, you know, maybe we thought
things,
that could be an area that they could do a little bit of damage. It seemed like they set a tone early,
so
though, a couple of offensive
that's
boards
where we left off. Now Gary's going to explain what happens
game.
When
Did
he calls the courthouse.
Yeah, I mean, a 48-21 rebounding advantage is just astronomical, but when you get 10 boards
problem?
Each from Stephen Crowell and Tyler Wall, that's certainly going to help. I thought Stephen really came out of the gates firing. He ended up with
out,
a double-double. And my favorite rebound of the entire game is one
the
that's kind of gotten some play on social media. It
was
Carter Gilmore's offensive
emergency.
Rebound putback for dunk, where you could see the guys on the bench were fired up. I know Connor Sejan had that look on his face that he couldn't believe it. But when I say you get contributions from everyone, those are the kinds of things that it takes.
I'm
Carter comes in and he gives you four rebounds.
Now, this is so interesting.
Yeah, that's thing about him. Like he can give you the defense, he can get you some boards, and the scoring is it's a little bit of a bonus. I mean, teams are laying back and kind of, you know, begging him to take shots.
Law enforcement, the court system. Those nights where he can get you
four, six, with the Iowa game last year, 8 points, you can get that out of him, and you really understand why. With the defense being the most obvious thing, you understand why Greg Gard puts him in there.
This scam totally relies on field goal that he made in that game was illustrative of what he can bring. He had the ball
on the perimeter in the left wing and was able to take a guy off the dribble, go into the post and score. And you're not asking him to be carry the offensive load to average a double-double, but he comes in for 13 minutes, he makes both of the shots, he provides a spark and energy, and they've got some help off the bench, which I know was something last year we talked about that wasn't always there consistently, but to be able to have Gilmore and Kamari McGee, Nolan Winner, and John Blackwell all play double-digit minutes and add value to this team. Yes. It's still early in the season, but that win against Virginia, top 25 program, is a step in the right direction.
He said, I'm defensive effort, bench points, 22-4 in favor of Wisconsin. So now tonight with SMU, we've got, here we go, a little bit of a contrast in styles. They like to get up and down. It was impressive. They looked really choppy in the first half against West Virginia, albeit an undermanned West Virginia team right now. But you see Rob Lanier trying to build something there, right? They had a tough year last season. They've got some pieces to the transfer portal. This sets up, it seems like, to be a pretty interesting matchup tonight.
I learned later that
I think so. I'll be really interested to see how Wisconsin responds from a very good game. Is this the type of thing where we look back and say this was a moment for this program? I remember a few years ago, I think, wasn't a team with Johnny Davis? They won an early season tournament.
This is the first time I had a chance.
And that was a moment for Johnny where you said, oh my goodness, look how good he's going to be. But it was also a moment for the team where you saw what their potential was. And so I think if Wisconsin can come out and make SMU play at its pace and play the way that it did against Virginia and come out with a win, this could be a really good step forward for the Badgers. Because it doesn't get any easier in non-conference play. It's a tremendously difficult schedule when you've got Marquette in Arizona. So I will be very interested to see how Wisconsin responds against a very good SMU team.
His first thought is, let's get this taken care of in addition to everything else.
They played in Las Vegas. Johnny Davis, obviously, Tyler Wall,
a few minutes later,
beating a Houston FaceTime team, call from my son.
He's pointing to his nose.
He
goes,
against Texas A&M. Your nose is fine. They pointed to that even at the end of the regular season.
You're being scammed.
To being a point of the year where they realize they can play with anybody. That is Jesse Temple of the Athletics. Stay with us. More of our pregame show is coming up with our Badger Spotlight brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Speaking as a lawyer.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling. Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
How did they do this?
Good squirrel.
Well, we can't help you with all that. We can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smarter together. Member FDIC.
Phrases.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs.
What does this mean for the average person?
Rail.jobs.
What does it mean?
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Kind of has a good head on his shoulders.
Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win, you know, and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy, you know, with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
AI-generated text, AI-generated voices is really, really
this basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
is unknown.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Clery Building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance.
Clery Building Corp. Since 1978. But it could at this point be as simple as
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a three-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
How are you, and what are your thoughts for the show today?
Well, I'm just so grateful.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and SMU tonight in the championship game of the Fort Myers tip-off. By the way, Virginia leads West Virginia. Mountaineers made a run. It's now 45-43. The Fighting Tony Bennett's about 6.5 minutes left in that game. Speaking of the Fighting Tony Bennett's, Butcher, are you guys
going to blame for that, by the way?
Of course not. I told you. I told her.
About 8:31,
I owned it.
All of a sudden, as soon as that came out of your mouth,
oh, yeah.
West Virginia 3.
Yeah.
WAP, West Virginia 3. Nothing like a 9-0 run.
I mean, I owned it before it happened.
Let's
talk about the Fighting Tony Bennett's, where I said, I mean, you always know they're going to be ridiculously well-coached. They're going to defend. They're going to make you guard them for the duration of the shot clock. And it was, we'll get Coach Gard's thoughts on this, obviously, a bit later. But, you know, the way the Badgers came out and did their stuff, right, made some statements early with what they were going to do in the rebounding department. They, as you would say, set a tone pretty much right out of the jump. Right off the jump, right?
Well, they set the tone. They dominated the paint 30-14. Second chance points were 12-5. And bench points were 22-4. And everybody came in and had an impact in the game. And that's what I liked about it. There's opportunities for so many guys on this team. Depth is something we've talked about. It's great to talk about it. But until guys come in and do their job, you don't have depth. You get to, you know, we're preseason basketball. Let's talk about all the stuff that everyone's excited about their team. Well, it's one of those things that Wisconsin said, we have depth, but now they delivered, and now they really do. You just look at in a game like that and what they did and the impact they had.
And one of those guys that's giving them that depth is John Blackwell, probably the least talked about on the outside about recruits, but you know, Butchie, you and I know this coaching staff there. We're really high on this guy from the get-go. You recruit him for a reason. Guy, from Michigan, suburban Detroit. And one of the things they liked about him is what he does defensively. We've seen that. The point production, though, that's been, I want to say it's a bonus, but I think it's turned a lot of heads. Let's put it that way.
He did not get on the floor because of the point production. He's averaging 10 points.
If you call a number, you know, here's the flip side. AI not being used as a nefarious tool by scammers, but AI being used as an adjectiveless tool by corporations.
But it started.
Hey, snippet. This is something that people tend to
and
call
it's amazing.
The uncanny
when you can guard,
valley
you give yourself
feeling that
a chance to get on the floor.
We'll also get Coach Gard's thoughts on these tournaments because this is a very nice place to be in November. Nice place to be a lot of time of the year. Southwest Florida. You know, the battle for Atlanta, Florida, Hawaii. Great fan trips, but the learning opportunities. Butchie, you were part of this. You know, the Paradise Jam. The games are really hotly contested. There's all the kickback time for folks by the pool. But once you get between the lines, man, it is on. And there is an intensity there that's really something to watch.
Nobody sits by the pool. Nobody. Like, I didn't sit by the pool at all.
I'm talking about the rest of us, not players.
I didn't do that at all. But I'm saying today, right? Like I was.
Oh, you were grinding.
I was just grinding today.
You were. Yeah. You were burning up at treadmill.
I was right next to you.
This is someone who called a helpline.
You're right. Like,
and he's convinced
to get lost
for whatever
that,
reason.
The team
that the person
this,
on the other line
this is
isn't
a business
real.
Trip for them.
Yep. They're AI.
And it's different because you see so many people involved.
And he attempts to get answers. He kind of bullies this poor robot voice. But she won't say that she's a human.
That's what makes it, because it's about the quick turnarounds.
It's just now, you don't have three or 4 days in between.
Now, this one's a little unique because you had one day, you know, in between. But most of them, you're playing three games in a row, or you're playing two games back-to-back, and you got to turn around, and you look at each other in the eyes and say, okay, this is what we need to do to win. And that's what you focus on. And that's where you build that chemistry. And Greg's so good about creating a family environment within this program, and then it allows guys to come together even that much quicker.
And you weren't by the pool at all.
Never. Not once.
It's your story. You're sticking to it.
I'm sticking to it. My wife might be listening. I was never. I was nowhere near it. I'll take that to the ground. I was nowhere near one.
I got you. All right.
You're supposed to have my back here.
I got your back. Sure. That's cool. All right. Oh, by the way, game in front of us, it's tied with 5 minutes left in regulation. I'll just say in regulation. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. As our pregame show continues, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
AI-powered information regarding the legal system that
a heads up before something bad happens.
The attorney at the core of it.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does.
Let's talk
with early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is a fantastic little piece of technology. You heard at the opening.
Pre-game coverage continues from Fort Myers, Wisconsin, and SMU tonight to the championship game of the Fort Myers tip-off. Time for our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. We've talked a lot, Brandon, about Wisconsin's defense and the all-around effort on Monday night. But in a low possession game, the Badgers with the 65 points, but better than 1 point per possession, that's going to win you a lot of games. But the numbers have been trending in a positive direction so far, haven't they?
They really have. And again, it's a small sample size. We acknowledge that it's only been 5 games, but given the opposition and the way that things are trending the way they are, like you mentioned, it's been really impressive. And taking it just at base value, you look at the points jump, points per game. Last year, the Badgers averaged just over 65 points a game, shot around 41% from the floor. So far this year, they're averaging over 75 points per game, shooting 46% from the floor. So it's great. And again, it's one thing if you're opening up against some softer competition. Given they're taking on teams like Tennessee, Virginia, I mean, they put up 70 points against Tennessee. And the Vols right now, their defense is ranked number one in the nation in terms of defense efficiency by Ken Pomeroy and his rankings. And they're only really allowing, at least heading into the game tonight, they were only allowing 57 points per game. And that just put up 70 points against them, albeit in a loss, but impressive showing there. And like you mentioned, yes, against Virginia, that's no slouch either. They're 17th in defensive efficiency so far.
Featuring Amy Winehouse.
So really impressive stuff. And the Badgers have been getting the free throw line, too. I know that was one thing last year that they did not do nearly enough, and it's been good to see. This year they're averaging over 22 free throw attempts per game.
I remember
making about 72% of those. So they're already attempting 8 more free throws per game than they did last year. And it's something they talk about all the time going into the season, that they like to play faster. Players will talk about it. Even Coach Gard will say that. It actually has been panning out, and it's pretty interesting this year. Badgers right now are averaging 69, just over 69, 69.4 possessions per game.
They'd have to make friends with the
by comparison, last year it was 65.7 possessions. So the pace may not last, but it's worth noting for sure, because if you look back at the past 25 seasons, the Badgers have never averaged 69 possessions per game. So the fact that they're hovering around 69 right now, again, 5 games into the season, it's really impressive. And in fact, they've only hit 68 possessions a game twice in that 25-year span. It was 2 years ago, and then 2005 and 2006.
Brian Butch was on that team. It's the number of possessions is one thing. It's what you're doing with those possessions. When this team is clicking, the ball doesn't stick. That's the key, right?
And that's the thing that I talked about. We talked a lot about Chucky's play against Virginia. Essentially, they'd never get to hear it again. That was mind-bending for me as a kid who was born in the age of the internet. I was like, it doesn't matter if Freddie Mercury or John Lennon or any of these greats are dead.
Chucky made sure that everybody was in their position. I can't see them in concert. That's too bad. He didn't hold it.
For the most part, we've got everybody involved.
When they needed buckets, they went with the high pick and roll to get Stephen Ball rolling.
It doesn't matter if the artist was alive or the song came out.
And understanding what to take advantage of and when to take advantage of those situations, that to me shows growth.
Is that bad?
And that's the exciting part with the team. We all know the 92% returning scoring percentage. We all know that. But what does that do? What's the next level? The next level is the growth of understanding.
Okay, it might not be my night scoring the ball,
but I still get impact.
All right,
final note here, Brandon. You got put a ribbon on that UVA game on Monday.
Yeah, we had a lot of great numbers. A lot of great things happened in that game. But that 24-point win margin that Wisconsin had was the largest that they've had over a ranked team away from home since 2015. Badgers win and won at Ohio State 72-48. When they allowed 41 points to Virginia, that's the lowest or that's the least amount of points that they've ever given up to a team ranked in the AP top 25. So really impressive stuff, not only on the offensive side, but also defensively too. Right now, Badgers are ranked in the top 12, or they're one of 12 teams, to rank in the top 25 in terms of offensive and defensive efficiency. So they're doing it on both sides of the ball.
That was one thing talking with Chucky before the first game, guys, is that, Wisconsin has this statistic of so many close games the last couple of years. So part of what they want to do is not have close games, because we have seen big leagues shrink. And on Monday night, it looked for just a flash that Virginia was going to make this thing really tight, but they were able to push it back
no
out.
One
if
wants
you can
that.
Not just hold those leads, but expand it like they did Monday, then you got the makings of something pretty special.
That's a really weird understanding where the ball needs to go. This is essentially
anytime
my Friday.
Anytime you lose that lead, it gets tight.
As we wrap up on what is essentially this Friday,
them
I want to say,
understanding, hey, this is what we have to do and how we have to take advantage of it by getting the ball here and doing it. That to me is the signs
as we gather our thoughts, as I'm gathering my thoughts.
And before we go to break, just as your friendly jinx, it is a 1-point game. Oh, now a 3-point game. Virginia leading 50-47 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Harris is shaking his head because he knows that I have jinxed this. So you just stay nice and loose. This case goes out to you, right?
Yeah, we'll do.
I appreciate it, Brandon. That's Brandon Harris, and that is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our Badgers pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball.
To use AI as a tool that expedites things.
I'm Sawyer, and I'm Sam. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Like
we are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow
cheeseheads
to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never
cool
do it on the
folks,
open
we're living
road.
In the future.
And there's another thing
it's
we would never do on the road.
Like,
drive drunk.
Essentially
drive
the
sober.
Of
or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at
GeroldWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin
go
DOT.
Out over, I almost said break. It's probably not a break for a lot of you folks. It's
we
not really
believe
a break
in
for
education.
Either. But over this holiday,
we believe in public schools.
Talk to your family.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe
how
in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance,
but
retirement and investment,
I hope you
and
enjoy
financial
it.
Planning programs that are designed specifically for the
later.
Education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A chalice is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a chalice. We have so many options to create your very own chalice, design your custom layout, and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Friends,
share your thoughts.
We know you count on Alliance Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need. Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.